Johanna Buya is senior editor of transportation for Recode. Hi, Johanna.
Hi.
And when you look at all the markets Uber is in around the world, how big a deal is this London decision?
It's a pretty big deal for Uber, both in terms of its business as well as symbolically. It was one of the first regulatory battles that Uber's new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, had to put out and deal with as soon as he joined the company. So his ability to see this through to the end is a pretty big marker for his ability as the new CEO. But I mean, even more than that, it is sort of a concession on Uber's end. The company originally asked for a 5-year license, but then later agreed to ask for a 15-month license. And this license is probationary. And as part of the license, they have agreed to a 6-month review, which means that the company will be very much held accountable to all of the promises it's made under the new CEO.
On the other hand, I wonder what you would be saying today if the decision went the other way. That would have been a huge blow to Uber.
Absolutely. London, as you said, is their biggest European market. And as the company is seeking to go public in the next 2 years, they've really been much more deliberate about the markets they operate in. Their decision to continue to fight to be in London is a sign that London is very important to them, whereas they've pulled out of major markets like Southeast Asia and Russia.
Well, and I remember that they pulled out of Austin, Texas, and then they had to go back in because people didn't like that.
Yeah, I mean, Uber would have absolutely, just knowing the company, would have absolutely appealed the decision if the TfL did not allow them to renew their license.
What kind of changes has Khosrowshahi made to the company, company-wide changes?
Right. So, I mean, in London, there are a few changes that they did preemptively, but they have sort of applied a lot of that across the board. For instance, the company is committed to doing a report on all of the sexual assault and sexual harassment accusations that they see on the platform. In what form that'll come, we're not sure yet. But the company has also introduced a number of safety features in the app. And then as a whole, from a cultural level, the Uber CEO has sort of committed to being much more open and transparent. Obviously, this new process of auditing the company every 6 months is going to be an interesting exercise in determining whether Uber can maintain those promises.
Just briefly, is there a place you're going to be looking to next? What's the next battleground for Uber?
Uber has been fighting a lot of the regulatory battles that under the former CEO they weren't able to crack. And for instance, the CEO just came from France and smoothed a lot of issues there. They've also worked through a lot of regulatory issues in Brazil. Of course, there are still outstanding regulatory issues in a number of other markets. But what we're seeing in London is that even when Uber is free to operate, they're not immune from regulatory enforcement.
It's Johanna Buya of Recode.